It's not that summer is winding down, it's that fall is loading. In the meantime, we can still enjoy some of the good things that summer brings. Long days outside, festivals, and other activities that go well with sunshine and warm weather. The Great Plaza at Penn's Landing is hosting back-to-back cultural festivals as part of PECO's multicultural series. On Saturday, the Festival of India starts at noon. The country celebrates its 76th Independence Day with Indian food, vendors, and classical and Bollywood dance and music performances.
Holy reggae, soul fire reggae.
It's a soul fire production.
On Sunday, the 37th annual Caribbean Festival celebrates the rich culture and diversity of the island nations. They'll have food and vendors, a children's village, and performances incorporating musical genres from jazz to soca, gospel, reggae, and more. Kenny Sykes, the Tabernacle Reggae Band, and the Freedom Choir of Philly Ensemble will all be on stage. The festival starts at noon. And both festivals are free and open to the public. As you may have guessed by the music, it's taco time. The 6th annual Philadelphia Taco Festival, a two-day fest dedicated to the almighty taco, is back. It's at Xfinity Live starting on Saturday at 2. If you splurge on a VIP ticket, you can start the day at noon. The festival includes all things tacos and everything that goes with them, including margaritas and mariachi bands. There's a kids' fun zone, hot chili pepper and taco eating contest, and live music and DJs throughout. We'll have all the info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Bikes and music, well, they don't always go hand in hand, but when they do, you know it's going to be a good time. Saturday's Ardmore Rock and Ride combines a morning bike race with an afternoon into evening concert. The annual event is a fundraiser for Narberth Ambulance, kicking off on Saturday at 10 a.m. with the race.
Woke up thinking the same thing. What you wanna do today?
By 1, the event morphs into a concert at two outdoor venues, Suburban Square and Shoffley Plaza, featuring performances by Rubble Bucket, Ivy Soul, the Ocean City Stompers, Yam Yam, and more. Gotta love the folks that name bands these days. At 9, Ardmore Music Hall hosts the after party with music by Riot Nerg. Behold a King. The Lion King, which has been both an animated film and a live-action one, returns to the Academy of Music in its musical theater version. The 6-time Tony Award winner with music by Elton John and Tim Rice has been seen by an estimated 100 million people since its 1997 debut. It's Broadway's top-grossing musical of all time. It'll be in Philly until September 10th, but that's not that long, so get those tickets now if you want to see it. It's not too late to get tickets to see Melissa Etheridge. She's at Parks Casino tonight with Elle King in support of her new single Juliet and her upcoming Broadway show, My Window. This is one of the last of her tour dates before she goes on to Broadway. The show starts at 7:30. While we're talking rock stars, we've got to talk about arguably the biggest one there is. We know you're disappointed that Bruce Springsteen had to reschedule his shows this week at Citizens Bank Park, and we wish him a speedy recovery. But there's a worthy replacement this weekend that can help disappointed fans get over it. Longtime Springsteen collaborators Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes are at the Freeman Arts Pavilion in Selbyville on Saturday night. You may not be able to party with Bruce this week, but you can party with them. And that's what we encourage you to do every weekend. Party like a rock star, and don't let the glory days pass you by. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and it's time for us to end our show. But we'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. If you need details on what you just heard or to hear about even more events, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.